Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. Welcome to the show, everyone. This is Wealth Map Radio. The firm is Whispering Brook Financial. And last week, we did a really deep dive on tax diversification among the different tax columns. We went into all the pros and cons, the disadvantages and advantages that each column does have. And we made a very strong point, at least we tried to, that there is a balance of taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free vehicles for everyone. It is not all good or all bad. So if you missed that, because we're going to build on that a little bit today and really hone in and focus on the tax-free column or category and talk about some of the vehicles that comprise that category, certainly in the first half of the show today, if you missed that, please go back to our podcast and just search where Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts, and just search for Wealth Map Radio, and you'll see us, find us. I want you to go listen to the show called Tax Diversification and the Tax Columns. Look up that show, Tax Diversification and the Tax Columns, and get a primer to what we're going to talk about and focus on today here on Wealth Map Radio as we dive into that tax-free column and not just the general characteristics of it, which we did a lot last week for each of those three categories, but also the vehicles that make them up. As we get going on that today, I'm going to invite you to be one of the first eight today to call in and set up a free visit with us at the firm to get your Compass Report started and completed. It is our entire aim to do holistic retirement planning. It's something we just geek out on. We love this stuff. It's all we eat, sleep, drink, and breathe. And yes, we're the life of the party. But, yes, I will say we're a bunch of nerds just sitting around and we love retirement planning. I do think I'll make a case for it that that's who you might want in your corner when it comes to retirement planning. So if you'd like to get your Compass Report done, the phone number is 484-600-6512. And we've had so many shows where we describe what it is, the before and after, how we show you your current path projection and your likely after path, or the more holistic path projection, compare the two. We always look at your dangers, your opportunities, and strengths. It is a very good, streamlined, no-fluff, bottom-line type of analysis that we haven't found other people doing. And that's why it was, that's why we have it. That's why we offer it. It is definitely something that I think a lot of firms charge for. We use it as our opportunity to show you what we might be able to do for you if we were your advisors, if we were your people in your corner helping you through retirement, because this is all we do. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times. We have retired hundreds of times by proxy of our clients. We know, ladies and gentlemen, by vast experience, what does tend to work and what tends not to work. Not because we read it somewhere, not because we took a class on it. It's because of vast experience helping everyday people in and through their retirement. 484-600-6512. The other way you can get a hold of us is the website for the show here, wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512. Your compass report is indeed complimentary. We do it without obligation. And the worst case is that you walk away impressed and with some new knowledge about what to do. All right, so let's get going. As Steve and I were sitting down talking about the show this week, and we want to really dive into the tax-free column and the vehicles that comprise them, it's apparent that many, many people are familiar, at least have a foundation of understanding with Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks. A lot of employers, in fact, all employers must now offer a Roth 401k option, and the match is allowed. Previous to that, there might have been a Roth 401k side, but the match always from an employer went to the pre-tax side. Well, now it's allowed to go to the Roth side as well if you want your match to go there. And how much of which and how should you divide that up depends. I hate giving the lawyer answer, but it does. It depends on you, your goals, your outlook. And again, that's what part of what a compass report is designed to do. But setting that aside for a moment, we can go into Roth IRAs and the contribution limits, how to convert the five-year rule. We did some of that actually last week. But there's another vehicle that makes up the tax-free column or category that deserves some attention. This isn't one we always use, but sometimes it is, depending, again, on the situation. And anyone who tells you, oh, that's always bad, or that's always the answer, is always good, is wrong. That other vehicle is called a Life Insurance Retirement Plan, or LIRP, or LIRP, if you phoneticize it, which I think is fairly unfortunate as a phoneticized acronym, but a LIRP is the other one beside a Roth IRA or Roth 401k that truly does create tax-free wealth. It can create tax-free generational wealth. It creates tax-free distributions to you of all the gains and everything if it's set up right. And for many people is a wonderful piece, not a complete answer. Don't let anyone tell you that. But it is also a very good part of the portfolio more often than not. So I want to give you an insight today into how do these things make money? How do they use indices or indexes to actually potentially make money? How do they protect you against downside? And why are they a valid and viable piece of the overall picture and working extremely well with Roth IRAs, Roth conversions, and that kind of thing? All right, so let me explain this really briefly. A life insurance retirement plan, or sometimes called investment grade life insurance, is a contract with an insurance company that is set up and designed for minimum cost, minimum fees, minimum commissions, minimum life insurance death benefit. All of that is by design so that the internal friction or cost is as low as legally allowable by the IRS. So I'm going to start with what a lot of people say is the downside to a life insurance retirement plan. And most of this objection is going to be because of misperceptions or something that they read once upon a time and misapplied it to everything going forward. You ever know someone like that? Most of the time, when you're having professional management of a portfolio, you might pay a management fee. A very common one is 1%. You might have also ETF and fund fees on top of that, another 0.2, 0.5, even 1%. Suffice it to say, it is very common that you end up paying 1 to 1.5 or even 2% a year when it's all said and done, and that's not even accounting for taxes. Russell Investments did a study and found that taxes are the equivalent of another 1.59% in fees on average, whether it's deferred until later, like an IRA or 401k, or whether you're paying it kind of along the way, like in a taxable brokerage account. So if you add fees into that, you easily get 3% a year with professional management. The cheap side is about 2% a year. When it's all said and done, taxes and management fees, fund fees, all of that included. we do hear from a lot of people, oh, I don't pay that. And then we do an audit and we find that they are paying much more fees, much more in fees than they thought. In fact, let me make sure you know this. Part of holistic planning, part of every Compass report, is analyzing your fees that you are paying now that you may or may not know about. So while it is focusing on creating multiple streams of tax-free income, increasing your net spendable income, increasing the longevity of your assets, a big part of that is the fee analysis. Again, that Compass report, we're doing complimentary for the first eight today to set a visit with us at the firm, 484-600-6512. So it kind of becomes the question, and don't misunderstand me. Professional money management often yields much better results. It can and does often give an upper hand in the retirement game and journey, for sure. But what are you paying for? Hopefully good management and a filing cabinet full of statements. Okay, fine. And taxes, more often than not, right? Whether you're delaying them, an IRA or 401k, or whether you're paying them more along the way, like a taxable brokerage account. What, inside of a life insurance retirement plan, are you paying for? Life insurance. All right, well, how much does that cost? Because last time I checked, none of us are getting out of here alive. On average, 1 to 1.5% a year. Well, that's interesting. So it's not more costly if set up right, if it's the investment grade variation and version, not something set up by commission hungry agents and things like that. All right. It's the investment grade version, which has low fees and super low commissions, such that most agents don't really like providing it. I wonder why. Anyway, yes, you're paying for the cost of renewable term insurance inside of a life insurance retirement plan instead of fund fees, management fees, and things like that. It usually averages 1 to 1.5% a year over the life of the plan. So about the same. But that death benefit is going to be used. It is going to benefit your family or loved ones at some point. And most life insurance retirement plans allow you to use that death benefit as long-term care. It can double as a long-term care benefit if you need it. So it kind of does double duty, as we might say. Huh. So either way, when it's all said and done, you might pay 1 to 1.5% a year on the low side for professional management, not including taxes, then it's even higher. Or you can pay 1 to 1.5% a year on the life insurance retirement plan side, have tax-free gains, tax-free income, and a death benefit that benefits your family while you're alive as long-term care or after you pass away, because none of us escape this life alive. Huh. Our feeling is, for at least a part of your overall plan, this can make sense. If we're going to pay those fees anyway, it might as well be for useful stuff. You follow? All right, so don't misequate this to some lame duck whole life policy blah that you know, that your grandpa told you to avoid. No, yeah, this is not that. You know, in fact, I'm sure Steve is going to be okay with this. Why don't we do this? If you are one of the first eight to set up your visit to get your Compass report done for you today, we'll also give you two books. The first one is The Power of Zero by David McKnight, and it does go into tax-free planning. It does go into the LERP a little bit, but he has a second book called Look Before You LERP, which is a fantastic deep dive on all the things you need to make sure your LERP has and doesn't have for it to truly operate as beneficial for you. And when it does, when it is set up right, my goodness, you guys, it is a wonderful addition for most people to their retirement plans, their overall retirement strategy. So the phone number here is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. What I actually want to do, what I really want to get into, and we're going to do this right now, is get into the engine of how a life insurance retirement plan, an LIRP, can potentially make money for you. How does it work internally? Right, if we suck everything else out, let's take the engine out of the hood and out of the car and just look at it. Let's do this. Rewinding 25 years to the beginning of the century, if we had a direct investment, a portfolio, say, of $500,000, 15% long-term capital gains the entire way, which is not reality, but let's be kind and conservative here, and we're going to say that we had half of the portfolio in the S&P 500 and half of the portfolio in the NASDAQ 100, and just using the raw returns, what would, in that 50-50 allocation, rebalancing every year, what would the net portfolio be at the end of 25 years? So through the end of last year. Answer, $1.63 million. $1,633,000 and change. All right, so let me say $1.63 million net of all taxes through all the up years, down years. There were six negative years in there, right? 2000 through 02, we had 08 that was negative. We had 2018 that was negative and 2022 that was pretty dang negative. So 19 of the 25 years were positive, though. That's nice. Taxes, just over $200,000 in taxes. So at $500,000, my net after tax, after all losses, everything, $1.63 million. All right, remember that. We're also going to take a look at something called standard deviation, which is how the industry describes risk. It's really volatility. The volatility measurement or standard deviation is about 23%. This means it fluctuates 23% above the average rate of return and below it, 23 above and 23 below the average rate of return, 69% of the time. So let me just say, normally, the majority of the time, it will fluctuate 23% higher and 23% lower than its average. That is a high, if you're not familiar, that is a high volatility measurement, 23%. All right. So $500,000 after $200,000 of taxes along the way, six down years, we're at $1.63 million at the end. Cool. Okay. What if we took the engine of a life insurance retirement plan and did that same type of portfolio? Now, it's a little different here because what a LRP is going to do is put bumper rails on the portfolio. Now, this guy makes me chuckle a little bit because I know people that the older they get, they go bowling and they put up the rails, you know, that are for kids. And, oh, I might be married to one, so I might get in trouble here. But, you know, these people just tell me, well, I just want to have fun, right? And sure, I just want to have fun, just want to be here with my grandkids, et cetera, have fun. Cool, fine, whatever. So they put the bumper rails up and it helps avoid gutter balls. All right, not always, but most of the time. Within a life insurance retirement plan, the portfolio, the money is going to have bumper rails in place. Here's what I mean. Because negative years can be pretty darn negative, and they can cause multiple years of recovery periods, right? 2008 took 4 to 5 years to recover from. 2000 through 02, the dot-com blow up, took all the way to 2007 to recover. It barely recovered, just barely, and then we had the 08 meltdown. Within the very next 2 weeks, the 08 meltdown started after recovering, and it wasn't until between 2012 and 2013 that we truly, truly recovered. So you can actually say from 2000 through somewhere between 2012 and 2013, the market was negative or recovering, trying to recover. Isn't that interesting? So bumper rails will take the same 50-50 mix, using just the raw returns of the S&P 500 and the raw returns of the NASDAQ 100, the bumper rails are this. The first one is a 0% floor, meaning you cannot have a negative year due to market downturns. So we eliminate the negative years of 2000 through 02, 2008, 2018, and 2022. We wipe those away. That's one bumper rail. The other bumper rail is a ceiling or a cap of 10%. What this means is that within the life insurance retirement plan, you can make between 0 and 10 every year. You will not make less from the market. You will not make more from the market. but you're going to have solid base hits all day. Well, here I go mixing up sport analogies and bowling and baseball, but this is a base hitter, good base hit kind of portfolio. And there are no taxes when set up right. Again, it's a similar concept and complements well Roth type of assets. Well, how does that work in the real world? What would that have been? We already know if we had had that portfolio with $500,000, 15% tax since 2000 through the end of last year, we would end up with a net after everything was said and done of $1.63 million. Okay, fine. In this, using this engine, this is a true engine that a LERP uses. Zero floor, 10 cap, no taxes. The ending balance would be, with that engine, $2.3 million versus $1.63 million. No taxes along the way, none at the end, no market negative years, meaning no recovery years either. No wasted time trying to get back to broke so you can start making new gains again. That is how an engine within many life insurance retirement plans work. But I kind of held something back here. I said a 10% cap. The actual cap or ceiling is 11.5, not 10. I did that on purpose just to be a little bit conservative. Now, is 10% tax-free, the ability to make up to 10% tax-free, insulting? Well, no. If your taxes average, 20%, you have to make 12.5 to equal 10 after tax. If you have a 25% effective rate, you have to make 13.3 to pay tax on it in order to have 10 left over. So 10% tax-free is like 12.5, 13, depending on your tax bracket. There's nothing insulting in the world about that. But the actual ceiling or cap, that bumper rail is 11.5 currently. If we rerun it since the turn of the century through the end of last year, zero floor, 11.5 cap, 50% raw returns of the S&P 500, 50% NASDAQ 100, that mix. Now it's not 2.3 million, it's 2.76 million because of the higher cap. But either way, the lower cap, just to be more conservative, was still better than a direct investment, bought and held $500,000 portfolio along the way since 2000 through the end of last year, that 25-year period. That's an exciting engine. That's exciting of how it can work. Now, is it right for you? I have no idea. We have no idea. That's why we visit together. And for some, it's not. Are there other considerations? You bet. But in this comparison, just buying and holding the S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 since the beginning of the century, a net result of 1.6 versus 2.76, guys, that's a $1.1 million jump. And it's not just because taxes. Remember, the taxes were $200,000. In our very kind example, we only ever assumed long-term capital gains rates, which is not reality, but we assumed it for the sake of being generous. But even if you added in that $200,000 of taxes, it's 1.83 at the end, not 2.7. So, yes, tax efficiency has a lot to do with it. But the real story are the bumper rails. No loss years due to the market. No wasted time recovering. The ability, you get dollar for dollar return of the raw returns of both those indexes up to 11.5 every year, and every year those gains are contractually locked in and tax-free. See that? That's also part of it. So when does bowling with bumper rails make a lot of sense? Well, it can make a lot of sense for part of the picture when you're starting to get to retirement. Now, do I want all my money in something like that? No, I don't. Because yes, I want some of the years where we get 20 and 30% in the market. Absolutely. But despite those years in this comparison, and they did happen, despite those years, the net result after taxes was only 1.6 versus 2.76. Tax efficiency. Create tax-free wealth. Protect against market downturns. It's almost like we live by the acronym RETIRE, R-E-T-I-R-E, where R is for retirement, E for estate planning, T for tax planning, I for income planning, R for risk management, which we're talking about here as well, so that enjoyment, which is the final E, can be better achieved. Yes, these types of analyses, these types of programs, these types of approaches can be part of a Compass report. And again, we do not know what is right for you and what is not until we visit. No two Compass reports are the same. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. If you are just tuning in with us a little bit, we have been going over a life insurance retirement plan, dispelling some of the myths around cost and usage. It is not right for everybody, but the common thing we hear all day long is, oh, I read about that, it's expensive. Really? Because the average cost is 1 to 1.5% a year, just like most professionally managed portfolios, and in some cases that's even cheap compared to some professionally managed portfolios. Our point on this is, yes, the tax-free nature of it is wonderful. The risk mitigation with, you know, bowling with bumper rails is wonderful. But what do we get as well? It comes with a term insurance death benefit built in. I want that because we don't get out of here alive. That is valuable. So what am I paying for? I'm either paying for management fees and fund fees and taxes, or I'm paying for a term insurance death benefit that benefits my family, that also does double duty as long-term care benefits during my lifetime if I use it, if I need them, rather. I am allowed to tap that death benefit for long-term care help if I need it while I'm still alive. So if I'm paying 1 to 1.5% a year, I might as well get something useful out of it and divorce the IRS legally from this part of my portfolio. We invite you to visit with us and get your Compass report done. We will do it for you complimentary. We will also give you two books on this, one called The Power of Zero, which is much more about tax replanning, and one on a LERP, which is called Look Before You LERP, both by David McKnight. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. We'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Act 2 today of Wealth Map Radio. We've been going through the tax-free column and the vehicles that make them up. And while most people are highly familiar, at least have a foundation of Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, another very valid tool that makes up that tax-free column is a life insurance retirement plan, sometimes called investment-grade life insurance, and often phoneticized as LIRP, L-I-R-P, which I do think is kind of unfortunate. But a LIRP has a lot of application and some misperceptions that we've been working on as well. And it is often misequated with lame duck cash value life insurance policies that I often will indeed make fun of and say do deserve both black eyes that they often get by the way they are sold, by the way they are mishandled, and by the application of them in the wrong cases. We are not talking about those. A life insurance retirement plan, and we're really going into the engine to how they make money. We're talking about the bumper rails that are in place, the tax-free nature of it when set up properly, how it helps mitigate risk. So we're going to continue that a little bit. If you would like today, and being one of the first eight to call in and set up your free visit with us to get your compass report done, we're also going to give you a free copy of Look Before You LERP by David McKnight and his financial bestseller called The Power of Zero. And as you can tell, we want you to be educated. We want you to read, to know what we do, when we do it, and why. That's actually one of Steve's, Steve Eckroth is the founder and principal of Whispering Brook Financial. That is one of the reasons that so much time is taken with every client. It's also why we don't say okay for the first 50 who call, because we simply can't do it. We must focus. We do not work with everyone that calls in and visits with us. That's okay. But you always walk away better than you walked in. That is a commitment that we live and die by. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. So I do want to continue here on looking at the engine inside of common and typical life insurance retirement plans. We just did one before the break where it was 50% S&P 500 and 50% NASDAQ 100 using the raw returns of the market. To judge what if we had bought a $500,000 portfolio in the year 2000, had the taxes taken out all the up and down years, and what would the ending result be versus having done that inside a LERP with bumper rails, the bumper rails being a 0% floor, meaning we can't go backwards due to market losses, and an 11.5% cap, meaning we can make up to 11.5% every year tax-free and locked in at the end of every year, and those gains protected contractually from market losses that time forward. And the difference was stark. The portfolio as it is, all the ups and downs, taxes out along the way, ends up being that 50-50 mix, S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, ends up being about $1.63 million in the end versus the engine of a LERP out on its own being $2.76 million in the end, a $1.1 million swing. A large reason for that was, yes, it's tax-free instead of taxable. And secondly, because those bumper rails make a huge difference. When you don't have to have recovery years, when you don't have to, you know, have negative years like 2008, and take 4 to 4.5 years to finally have the market recover for you, because instead of a negative 38.49% 2008, that was the S&P 500 in 2008, instead of that, you simply hold firm that year and you're flatlined for that year. And then in 2009, the market did over 20%. That's great, but if you were directly buy, holding, and praying it worked out directly in the market, you're still nowhere close to making up for the 08 loss, where instead with this engine, as I'm calling it, the way a LERP works, you participate in that 2009 up year without having to make up any losses because 2008 was simply a zero. We call that bowling with bumper rails in retirement. And I don't care, you know, if I'm going bowling with my kids or my grandson at this point, all I want to do is have fun, so I have no pride in this. That's the way it is for many, the closer you get to retirement, with at least some of your portfolio. Doggone it, ladies and gentlemen, put bumper rails on your portfolio. Don't have pride in this. You must control what you can control. You can control whether or not you go backwards from the market. You can control whether or not you have to waste years trying to get back to broke. You can control whether or not the IRS has a piece of your gains in your account. You can do all that. It doesn't happen on accident or by default. It happens because of wise, purposeful, and intentional planning. Do you see the difference, the active, proactive approach that Whispering Brook Financial takes, that a compass report helps you take steps toward? 484-600-6512. 6512, 600-6512. And don't forget the website here, it's just the name of the show, Wealth Map Radio. You can go to wealthmapradio.com, set up your own free visit right there, read a little bit more about the process, about the Compass Report, about Steve Eckroth, who's the founder and principal of the firm and the team. So again, wealthmapradio.com. If you would be interested in an academic study on this subject where a very vaunted and respected firm did a landmark study on how a life insurance retirement plan mixed with a traditional portfolio increases the income, overall balance, and wealth to heirs at every level, at every age range, there is a landmark study that does just that by Ernst & Young. Now, if you don't know who they are a worldwide consulting and accounting firm who the largest corporations in the world turn to, throughout the world, will turn to Ernst & Young for help and consulting with the most important decisions they make, the largest purchases, the ways to enhance their workforce, to develop their human capital, people, and how to make the best decisions going forward for all involved. That's who Ernst & Young is. The largest companies on the planet turn to them for advice, guidance, and counsel. Ernst & Young is the company that did this landmark research study. And what it showed was that 30% of the portfolio in investment-grade life insurance, or a LIRP, life insurance retirement plan, 30% in a fixed indexed annuity, and 40% in the traditional portfolio of stocks, mutual funds, bonds, things like that, produces better income, better account balances, less risk, and more wealth to heirs at every level that you can quantify. And does Ernst & Young have any dog in this fight? No. They don't make or sell life insurance retirement plans. They don't make or sell fixed index annuities. They don't make or sell portfolios of traditional, you know, investments and holdings. Research. They have no bias in their findings. They simply allowed the math to guide. That is a principle that we at Whispering Brook Financial stand and die on. We have a common saying, and it sounds a little bit harsh, but just bear with me. Your opinion does not matter. And guess what? Neither does ours. Math matters. That is what guides the Compass Report. That is what guides the counsel that we provide. And it is what guides retirement's best without emotion through the great journey that is retirement. That is Wealth Map Radio. That is Whispering Brook Financial. 484-600-6512. Let me turn just a little bit and let's go into creating a lifetime stream of income with part of your portfolio that cannot be outlived. I think you're going to find this highly compelling. And again, this is more of letting the math dictate rather than emotion. There are a plethora of studies out there that show those who have a guaranteed lifetime income source in their retirement live longer, happier, and healthier lives. And by healthier, I do mean physically healthier. I also mean emotionally healthier. They have less stress. They have less worry. They tend to live more fully, like that quote that Henry David Thoreau says, and I really enjoy, that wealth is the ability to fully experience life. Another quote by Adam Grant, the behavioral psychologist that I often do share as well, is that when people can't see a path, they stop dreaming of the destination. Well, guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive is a clear path, and this is also buoyed up in part by that Ernst & Young study that I just shared or referenced. All right, so what does that look like? I'm going to talk to you about a lifetime income annuity, and I want you to just bear with me because I know a lot of people out there, and you have all these people sometimes saying annuities are the boogeyman, they're the seventh circle of hell. And most of that is highly uninformed, or in some cases simply intentionally biased advice or, you know, rhetoric. So let me share a couple things with you. First of all, have you ever met anyone who has a pension that hates it? I don't think you have. I never have. We never have. A pension is a guaranteed lifetime income annuity. That's all it is. Pensions use annuity formulae to determine whether how much you're going to get and all that kind of stuff. And you'll see, when many of you who have a pension, you may remember this, you had to choose an option. Single life annuity payout, joint life annuity payout, 10-year period certain payout. Those are all common annuity formulas that you see when choosing what your pension should be or what kind of payout you want. It will often say the word annuity in it. Why? Because it is an annuity. And yet upon finding that out, I've never met anyone who calls up their HR department or their benefits department and say, you know, I heard Ken Fisher say annuities belong in the seventh circle of hell, so would you just go ahead and cancel my pension for me since it's just an annuity? Huh. Why not? Because we love guaranteed lifetime income. The studies show it. And our clients who have it, who have a foundation of guaranteed lifetime income for their lifestyle that they cannot outlive, are happy, healthier, and more full of life. This is academically true and is anecdotally true. We see it every day in our practice. At the same time, anyone who tells you an annuity is the greatest thing ever and all your money should be in it, or substantially all, run. That is simply not the case. It's not true. It's not what the math says. But Ernst & Young does show it is a valid asset class for 30 to 40% of your money. Yes, absolutely. Could it be a valid asset class alongside more traditional holdings? You bet. And they are both better when side by side. You bet that is true. And a plethora of research shows that, as does our own vast experience. Okay, so let's continue with an example. Let me give you, again, math, rubber meets the road examples, and that's what we do here on Wealth Map Radio. We don't just talk about nice-sounding platitudes. We're going to prove it to you by math. And from the feedback we get on a regular basis from you, our listeners, we appreciate that you appreciate the more comprehensive view that we try to give on Wealth Map Radio, that we endeavor to approach these shows as though they are classes. And if you haven't subscribed yet to the podcast, just go search us up on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen, Wealth Map Radio, and you should be able to find us pretty easily. If you're ready to sit down with us and the team and get your customized Compass report done for you, we welcome that opportunity. Give us a ring, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. All right, lifetime income annuity. Did you know more than half annuities have no fees whatsoever? That's true. And those that do are often very low. Not all. And the ones that aren't are to be avoided. But let's look at a lifetime income annuity here and compare it to what most might say is the right approach. Let's say you are 60 years old. You have about $500,000, and we'll just say it's a brokerage account. It could very easily be an IRA or whatever. And you'd like to let it defer for a full 5 years, and then at age 66, you'd like to have it spit out income to you and have it last through age 95. You with me? All right, so let's do that. And in our brokerage account, let's also say, you know what, it makes sense. I think a 6% rate of return using a 60-40, you know, stock bond or equity bond portfolio is reasonable. And so let's first look at that mix. Well, if that's our parameters, $500,000 today at age 60, taking income starting at 66 through age 95, and a 6% average rate of return, we could take out just under $33,000 a year and make it all the way through age 95. Okay, fine. We are also projecting 36 years into the future, right? If we're age 60 now through age 95, that's 36 years inclusive. And so if we said, well, if we're projecting 36 years in the future, what have the last 36 years with a 60-40 equity bond mix taught us? What would we have been able to take as income over the last 36 years? See what we're doing? All this is part of a retirement buffer analysis that is part of a Compass report. So yours could absolutely have this as a piece. All right. Well, what we find looking backwards is that we would experience about $47,000 a year of income from this account from age 66 through age 95. Okay, so a little bit better than assuming a flat 6% at $33,000 a year. So history was more kind. The sequence or order of returns that occurred over the past 36 years would have allowed a higher income level. Now, what's true about both of these projections, if we'll call them that? Well, first of all, past performance is indeed no guarantee or indicative of future results. So history doesn't always repeat itself, even though it does sometimes rhyme. And in our analysis where we're assuming a 6% rate of return on average, is that perhaps reasonable? Well, perhaps. But do you earn 6% year in and year out? No, you don't. Returns are volatile. It doesn't matter. When you start taking income from accounts, average returns mean nothing. Because you could be up, down, up, down, up, down, and still average a decent rate of return, but run out of money when you actually use the volatile real-world returns a lot faster or go longer in distance than you previously thought possible. So the order of those returns absolutely matters. What I'm going to show you here is, what if we took that $500,000 portfolio now? So we got our answers. A linear 6%, about $33,000 a year through age 95. A 60-40 historical look using the raw returns of a 60-40 equity bond mix, about $47,000 a year from age 66 through 95. What if we used a guaranteed lifetime income annuity? And it works like this. We deposit $500,000 into it. It will grow at 8.5% compounded per year for the 5 years we're deferring it. So it will compound at 8.5%, contractually guaranteed. Predictability is important. And therefore, we can project to the penny what the withdrawals will be at age 66. And these just don't last through age 95. They last forever as long as you are breathing air. Whether that's 82, 95, 113, it doesn't matter. The guaranteed lifetime income annuity will continue to pay. However, the brokerage accounts, either earning 6% or the 60-40 bond and stock and bond mix, are done at age 95 in this example. The answer from the guaranteed lifetime income annuity is $60,800 per year for the rest of your life. That is a whole guaranteed will happen. That is a heck of a lot better than $33,000, assuming a flat 6%, or $47,000 a year, assuming the historical look back of a 60-40 bond stock bond mix. And neither of those are guaranteed, but this guaranteed lifetime income annuity, the payout from it is guaranteed. So if that's 30% or 35 or 40% of my overall portfolio, and I know that I have a guaranteed 60,000 instead of 33 or 47,
How much more meaningful is my retirement? If I pass away in the first 2 or 3 or 5 years, do my heirs get the account balance that hasn't been used? Absolutely, yes. Now watch this. If I have a long-term care need, okay, pay attention. If I have a long-term care need where I cannot do at least two of 6 activities of daily living, this means toileting, incontinence, dressing myself, feeding myself, ambulating, you know, moving around myself. There are medically 6 activities of daily living. They're medically defined. If a doctor writes a simple note saying I cannot do 2 of those 6, under certain circumstances, the income from this guaranteed lifetime income annuity will double. It'll go from $60,800 to $121,600. Guaranteed. And that doubled benefit might last 2 or 3 or 4 years, depending on the circumstances, before reverting back to the guaranteed $60,800 in this true example. Does your brokerage account do that for you? Does your IRA do that for you? I don't think so. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Let me do just a little bit more analysis. How short, how many, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars is the shortfall if we were to stick with the brokerage account if instead of using the guaranteed lifetime income annuity? If we assumed a 6% rate of return, going back to that assumption in the brokerage account, it would provide $862,000 less through age 95 than the guaranteed lifetime income annuity. If we relied on the historical look back of the equity bond 60-40 mix, it would be $416,000 short of the guaranteed lifetime income annuity. Can you see how this strategy applies in many circumstances and for many people? Like Ernst & Young and many other independent academic studies show, can make a massive difference to your overall, yes, financial outlook, but happiness, less stress, healthier, emotionally better. It is simply a different world when a good part of your retirement dreams are funded by guaranteed income sources. When that is taken care of, no matter what the market does, no matter how good or bad the economy is. Creating your own private pension with a guaranteed lifetime income annuity has the potential to do that. All right, now what else? What if we did this? Here's a different question. Let's force the brokerage account to, using the 6% assumption, to give us the same amount of income that the guaranteed lifetime income annuity gives us at $60,800 a year from age 66 through 95, forcing it to keep up with the guaranteed lifetime income annuity and see how long it lasts. Well, from age 66, it dies 12 years later, trying to keep up, completely out of money, 18 years short of age 95, $1.1 million short of what the lifetime income annuity will provide. Using the raw returns of the 60-40 equity bond portfolio for the last 36 years, let's now force that to keep up with the lifetime income annuity and force it to also give us $60,800 a year starting at age 66. Well, that one is going to die at age 84, 11 years before our target of age 95, and $670,000 short. Remember, this lifetime income annuity payout that I'm sharing with you right now from a real private pension or lifetime income annuity is a guaranteed $60,800 if we had deposited that into, at age 60, this guaranteed lifetime income annuity, let it defer for 5 years, at a contractual 8.5% compounding per year until we turn the income on at age 66. All right, so that's fun and compelling, but let me go at this one other way. What rate of return would the brokerage account have to earn? We're assuming 6%. What rate of return would it have to earn in order to give us everything that the lifetime income annuity is giving us through age 95? Answer, 11.17% every year. Without fail, it cannot deviate. It can never give us less than that. It must hit 11.17% every single year or it will not match the lifetime income annuity. That gives you a little bit of insight into what the annuity's internal rate of return is over that time period. How about the 60-40 equity bond mix? We ran 10,000 simulations using the data, the year-by-year returns, the standard deviation, the mean, the minimum, the maximum. We can take that data and run 10,000 simulations with it and ask the question, how many times will this portfolio with these metrics match the annuity through age 95? Answer, only 7% of the time. In other words, a 93% failure rate. Ladies and gentlemen, respectfully, your opinions don't matter, and our opinions don't matter either. Only the math matters. So we make a commitment to you when we do your Compass report that we will not let emotion get in the way, that we will let the math guide no matter how it falls. That is something we live and die on, is that commitment to you. We ask a commitment from you that you will also make your decisions based on how the math dictates. 484-600-6512. If you're one of the first eight today, we will do that Compass report for you, complimentary. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com.
Wealthmap Radio is an independent production of West Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and examples shared may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor West Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio by calling 484-600-6512.